This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We're going to wrap things up today with a trip to the library in the company of Christina Enriquez. She's best known for the novel The Book of Unknown Americans, and she's published a number of stories in The New Yorker. Enriquez was born in Delaware and spent summers growing up in Panama. But she came of age as a writer in Chicago, or strictly speaking, just a little west of the Chicago city line.
We are in front of the Hinsdale Public Library. It's a red brick building with sort of, I guess you would call this a portico, maybe. It's a very sort of picturesque little place. And usually there's a line of people waiting outside to get in the morning, and there's these steps that go up to the front door. And I walk in the front door, and it used to be that I would get a study room when I was here. So I would come to the information desk. They kind of know me now. So they would see me coming, and they would just not even have to ask and say, oh, you need a study room, which was sort of great.
Hinsdale Public Library, how may we assist you?
So you come in, and there's just a big open space. There is a shelf right in front of you with books that are on hold. Those are all the books that you can get through interlibrary loan, which is magical. And then there's a new fiction shelf over to your right. And then on your left, there's the checkout desk. Sometimes I came on Thursday and I just watched people. There's a guy I know, I recognize him. He's always using the computer here. You know, there's another guy who comes in and I know where he likes to sit, which is back in a corner in a particular spot. And I realized it because I tried to sit there one time and then he came back and looked at me. And so I leave it alone now on purpose, even though it's a really great spot. I tried to write a story about him one time, but maybe he recognizes me the way I recognize him. There's the crazy lady who tried to steal my seat one time. That's what he might think.
All right, go get your books. They don't have
anything. So if the study rooms are booked, this is where I go, into the quiet reading room.
Is that work?
And then I just sit in here. See, can't talk.
Yeah.
You can hear the trains from town, but that's about it. There was a girl in here the other day who I thought was violating the rule. She got on her phone, and I at first was sort of giving her angry looks, you know, like, what are you doing? And then all of a sudden she said, how long ago? And I sort of just instantly realized that somebody had died, and she had just missed it. She maybe had been in a hospital room and had left and had missed it. And then she started crying. And then I was like feeling very bad about my angry look. So I got up and I came out of the room and got tissues off of the information desk. And I just went back in and put the tissues down next to her. So we'll go back down to the fiction, which is sort of my bread and butter. The place that makes me the most excited. I mean, I love this, because look, you look down here and I'm like, oh, here's this Alice Munro book that I also have on my shelf at home, and here's Nami Moon's book, and she's a Chicago author. So it feels, you know, like you're seeing friends. when you walk down the shelves and the aisles and you see all the books. So I just like doing that. There's something nourishing. Oh, here's Maile Malloy, Liars and Saints. That's a good book. Sometimes I feel weirdly like the universe is speaking to me. Like that I find the things that I was meant to find at that moment, that like I needed in my life and didn't realize I needed, especially in terms of writing. Well, let's find Juno Diaz. That's one of my favorites. So we have to find D. And we'll turn around. Let's see. D-I-E. Yeah. Juno Diaz, This Is How You Lose Her, which is a good one. My favorite Juno Diaz book is Drown, which is his first short story collection. I think part of the reason that I've loved certain authors is because they've given me permission to do something I didn't know I was allowed to do. Like, you can just write the way you would talk. G-R-I through H-O-L, I guess that means I'll be over here. Sometimes I'm next to Ernest Hemingway. Aha, The Book of Unknown Americans, there it is. In hardcover with the library dust jacket, which has that satisfying crinkle. For a long time when I lived here, the librarians were the only people who knew my name, or, you know, like they were the only friends that I had in this town. There was a librarian who used to work here named Michaela, who I just loved. And I remember after The Book of Unknown Americans was on a few lists, she said something about it. And then I was so nerdy because there was a list that she didn't say. She was like, oh, it was on the Washington Post, and it was a New York Times notable book of the year. And then she sort of stopped talking, and I jumped in. Like, I was a little boastful about it. And I was like, and it was an Amazon top 10 book of the year. I wanted to, like, impress her because, like, the librarians to me are the heroes. They're my heroes. Yeah, what would we do without them?
Your attention, please. The library will be closed in 15 minutes. If you need to call for a ride, please do so at this time. Thank you.
Christina Enriquez at the Public Library in Hinsdale, Illinois, just outside of Chicago.